You're with SBS Radio.
Vážení poslucháči, Rusko súhlasí s tým, aby sa na schôdzi prezidentov 16. júla v Helsinkách stretli Vladimír Putin a Donald Trump medzi štyrmi očami bez prítomnosti svedkov. Putinovi vyhovujú všetky návrhy kolegu. Trump vyhlásil, že je v záujme USA mať dobré vzťahy s Ruskom, odmieta útoky médií, všetky obvinenia za nejaké pakty s Ruskom alebo zasahovanie Rusov do volieb. Naopak obvinil Hillary Clintonovú za poníženie USA a predaj 20% uránu do Ruska. Všetci bývalí prezidenti podľa Trumpa zlyhali vo vzťahu s Ruskom a preto sú USA tam, kde sú. Klamstvá a falošné správy médií mu sťažujú úlohu pred stretnutím s Putinom.
The whole Russian thing, that's a ruse. That's a ruse. It would be great if we could get along with Russia. Just so you understand. Now tomorrow you'll say Donald Trump wants to get along with Russia. This is terrible. It's not terrible. It's good. We had Hillary Clinton give Russia 20% of the uranium in our country. Nobody talks about that. I didn't do anything for Russia. I've done nothing for Russia. Hillary Clinton did a reset. Remember with the stupid plastic button that made us all look like a bunch of jerks? Here, take a look. He looked at her like, what the hell is she doing? Now, if I do that, oh, I'm a bad guy. If we could get along with Russia, that's a positive thing. We have a very talented man who's going to be meeting with them shortly. I would love to be able to get along with Russia. You've had a lot of presidents that haven't taken that tack. Look where we are now. Look where we are now. It's possible I won't be able to get along with Putin. The false reporting by the media, by you people, the false, horrible, fake reporting makes it much harder to make a deal with Russia. And probably Putin said, you know, I see what's going on in the United States. They follow it closely. It's going to be impossible for President Trump to ever get along with Russia because of all the pressure he's got with this fake story. Okay? And that's a shame. Because if we could get along with Russia, and by the way, China and Japan and everyone, if we could get along, it would be a positive thing, not a negative thing.
Toľko Donald Trump. Bez ohľadu na to, ako sa skončia majstrovstvá sveta vo futbale, víťazom bude vraj Vladimír Putin, píše portál USA Today. Napriek tomu, že sa Západ snaží propagandou očierňovať Rusko, celý svet sa pozerá na tento skvelý šampionát, kde sa rúcajú stereotypy a Rusko je skvelá krajina, pričom Putin naberá na vplyve, píšu Američania. Sviatok futbalu ukázal Rusko ako turistickú destináciu, kde našli slnečné počasie, majestátnosť Moskvy a oveľa vyššiu úroveň otvorenosti, než sa čakalo. Turnaj je bezpečný, bez incidentov a ide o jeden z najlepších svetových pohárov v dejinách. Protiruskú propagandu v Británii kritizujú samotní anglickí fanúšikovia, ktorí boli ohlupovaní a jeden z nich na internete napísal. Vrátil som sa, som nažive, po dvoch týždňoch v Rusku, neprepadli ma krvilační lupiči, nezjedol ma medveď, nebol som otrávený a nezabili ma. Britské médiá by sa mali hanbiť z čírej propagandy proti Rusom. Úplne pohodová krajina, píšu Angličania. Futbalové majstrovstvá sveta kompletne zmenili vnímanie Ruska Západom. Nazdáva sa prezident FIFA Gianni Infantino z Talianska. Rusko je pohostinný a príjemný štát. Na uliciach vidieť fanúšikov rôznych mužstiev, všetci spolu oslavujú a ďakujem všetkým Rusom, ako nás prijímajú, vyhlásil Gianni Infantino. Prezident Trump v televízii dodal, Rusi robia fantastickú robotu, môj syn je fanúšik a sleduje futbal stále. Je to skvelé podujatie a som rád, že som pomohol dostať majstrovstvá sveta 2026 do Ameriky, vedno s Kanadou a Mexikom.
I will tell you, we fought very hard to get it here. I think they're doing a fantastic job with the World Cup right now. It's in Russia. And I will tell you that it's exciting. My son loves soccer and he loves watching the World Cup. And they have really done a fantastic job with the World Cup. It's exciting, even if you're a non-soccer fan. I'm a soccer fan a little bit, but I don't have much time. I'm rooting for everybody to do well. But I think the venue has been fantastic. They really have shown something very special. I fought very hard to get it for the United States, Mexico and Canada. We were very honored to be chosen for the World Cup.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.